Senator, how are you?
Hey, very good. Just out at the Grandla J&W coffee shop.
Rick, what the heck is going on? The budget's done already. That's an amazing feat when the governor said that we were going to get it done. You folks got down to business, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, and everybody said it couldn't be done. And I think everybody in Lansing's pretty shocked. You know, I think it's the first time somebody said in 46 years that it was done this early. And everybody really worked well together. Now, I did oppose some of it, and right to the end, I voted no on part of it, but I think a lot of good work was done.
What do you think was the key factor in getting this done before Memorial Weekend?
I think the key factor was the leadership of the House and the Senate and the governor's team all worked together. From what I've observed in the past is... you know, the Speaker of the House, the Leader of the Senate, and the Governor really, really didn't like each other in the past 6 years that I worked in the House. And there was a lot of friction, open hostility in the media between them. Now you've got three people working well together and their teams, and I think everybody had a goal, including myself, to get this thing done by June 1.
What'd you like about the budget?
Well, what I liked about the budget is we were able to get rid of the Michigan business tax, the MBT, and the MBT surcharge, put in something that should attract more jobs to Michigan. Because, you know, it's been said 100 times, you know, government doesn't create jobs. Companies and businesses do. It's our job to make Michigan more attractive to those businesses to come here. And we have a lot of work to do. We've got to get rid of over-regulations, do some reforms, but I think we're on the way. That's the part I really, really liked, and that was certainly my goal. The part that obviously I didn't like is I opposed cuts in the K-12 area. I think that we can do reforms, a lot of good school reforms, but I didn't think we needed to cut.
Senator, what did that number end up being? How much is going to be cut per pupil here in the state of Michigan?
Well, it's all over the map. You know, it could be as little as 100 for some districts if they're able to come up with some best practices that the governor wants. And I'm sure there's districts out there that lost categorical money that may see 600 per pupil. So it's really all over the map.
Well, Senator, I have to imagine if you and the folks that you work with were able to get this done so quickly this year, next year should be easier.
You know, you would think so. Again, we're going to have differences in some areas, but yeah, I would say it should be even easier next year. And we're hoping that this will help turn the economy around. And I think we're starting to see signs of that.
All right. Enjoy your holiday weekend, Senator. We always appreciate talking with you.
Yes. We'll see you up on the island next week.